You make a lot of mistakes in football, but as long as you're learning from those, you're improving every single day. I mean, it's definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made. It was something I really sold myself out to be a football player, and it's really paid off well so far. And I mean, I'm not nowhere near the finish. I'm just the beginning now of I have to go out there and prove that I can be a professional quarterback, be an NFL quarterback.
What's been challenging about the interview you had so far?
It's just I have to make sure I get across my knowledge. There's nothing really challenging, I guess you'd say. It's just about getting my knowledge of the game across to these coaches and owners and GMs, and I feel like I've done that well so far. I mean, it, definitely because I throw the ball a lot of times at Texas Tech, and that's definitely got me that gunslinger mentality, as well as I've done a lot of stuff scrambling outside of the pocket. But I've really worked on my fundamentals these last 2 months, and I expect to have a great day tomorrow. I mean, Jay Cutler definitely has a tremendous arm. He's a guy who's played in the NFL for a long time, and, it's awesome to have any comparison to any NFL quarterback. I haven't yet, but I have a meeting with them. What? I believe so. I'm not positive. I worked out at Exos in Carlsbad, California, right outside of San Diego. Yes, I was very happy. The goal of mine was to be 225. I came in at 232. And so to get down to that weight, I was actually very happy with that. Nutrition was the biggest thing. In college, they really tried to get us to do nutrition, but I feel like I didn't take full advantage of what we had at Texas Tech. And we did have the resources, but I just didn't take advantage of it. And just to go into this 2 months really selling myself on your body is your business. I mean, you got to have your body in the perfect shape, and I really took advantage of that. I mean, he's made me the quarterback I am today. Just in general, he's helped me improve every single year. He pushes me, and it was something that he gave me advice. When you do this, go all in. Be all in, all football, all the time. And his work ethic, the way he studies, it's transcended to me, and I mean, it's something that I will use going into the NFL.
How would you feel about sitting a year watching?
I mean, I want to be a competitor. I want to play, but I went to Texas Tech and I had a guy in front of me and I had to sit behind him for a while and learn and just play. And it's something that I've done before. And I know that whatever is best for the team that's what's best for the team. That's the only thing that matters. And so if I have to sit for a year or two, I will. And I'll train as hard as I can. So when I do get a chance, I'm ready. It was just a long day. I mean, you have to go through every team, and they have to check you out. I mean, they're investing money in you, so you just take it in. You know why they're doing it, and, go through it. I don't know exactly the hospital. The day was from 7 to 5, but, I don't know. We went everywhere. We were medical, doing some psych testing. I mean, it was a long day in general.
You had such a successful season last year. What were some of the skill sets that you
Definitely extending the play. I mean, that's something that I feel like quarterbacks nowadays are doing a lot more, and it's helping out. Then just making a lot of longer throws. I feel like we went downfield a lot more this last year. A lot of teams played us in a 3-double cloud, so we had to throw a lot of deeper digs and stuff like that they throw in the NFL. And so I feel like that helped prepare me for everything I'm going to see. I mean, it'd definitely be awesome. I mean, that's a dream. You want to be a first-round guy. But for me, it's all about going to the right team, the right organization. And I just want to get coached really hard. I want to have every chance to go out there and improve my game every single day. Good. It's something I definitely can do, but in NFL, you don't get as many chances to do that. If you have a clean pocket, you stay in there and you make the throw. And it's something I've really been working on, and I feel like going from sophomore to junior year, I improved on. I'm going to keep trying to improve every single year. It's actually a really good one. We had a really tough battle at Texas Tech, and I ended up coming out on top, but I knew he was going to be here, and I was going to be here. And it was something where it was two great quarterbacks in the same situation. And the whole year that I was starting, he was supportive. And, we have a great respect for each other, and I know he's going to have a great weekend as well.
Have you
I do not have a preference at all. Just whatever I go to, I'm going to learn from day one. I'm going to learn as much as possible. I know that knowledge is what's going to help me improve my game. So, I mean, it doesn't matter which system. I have met with a lot of teams. I don't think I have met with the Giants yet, but I have met with a lot of teams, yes, sir. Sir? I am scheduled to meet with Kansas City, and I have actually met with Kansas City already. I mean, I know he's definitely a great quarterback coach. He's had great quarterback, Donovan McNabb, and just name one of the guys. I mean, Alex Smith's a great quarterback right now, and it's something that, I mean, it's awesome. It would be awesome to be under him and, you know, how he teaches quarterbacks, and I'm excited to meet with all these teams. I haven't met with the Texans yet. That was awesome. I mean, I loved having Jakeem. It was basically just finding ways to get him the ball. I'm excited for him and his future in the NFL. He just started this year with a punt return and several things he did for Miami, and I'm excited for him to keep improving.
So is it really just about Steelers yet?
I have met with the Steelers in the informal meeting. I don't know if I have a formal with them or not. It went well. I love watching the Steelers. I love watching Big Ben, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. They have a great team there. I mean, I've already really tried to address it these last 2 months. I've really been working on holding the ball higher, perfecting my footwork and my base in the pocket, and it's something that you just have to keep working until it becomes a habit.
Do you have a specific QB coach you've been working with?
Yes, sir. I've been working with the quarterback coach, Mike Shepard. Mm-hmm.
Can you just go over the teams that you have spoken to?
There's a lot of them, yes, sir. I don't know. I have a lot of them, and I still have a lot to go, so I don't know exactly everybody. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. My bad. I do have one, and I believe it's tonight.
How about with the Jets?
Yeah, I do have one tonight as well.
So, Patrick, you're a lighthouse
I mean, it's been a fun one. I've met a lot of great friends along the way, and it's something where no one expects me to play football. Everyone thought I was going to play baseball, but I knew in my head I was going to be in this position, and it's awesome to get here. But, I mean, just to start, I'm planning on trying to go in the NFL, having a great career. I mean, it was an awesome season. I mean, just building those memories with my teammates, but we didn't win enough. For me, it's not about the stats, not about all the stats that I put up. It's all about winning, and if we'd have won the games, all those stats wouldn't have meant anything to me. I have met with the Saints. I mean, it would be awesome. I mean, learning behind Drew Brees, I mean, that he's one of the greatest of all time. I mean, he does the game, and he sees it in a way that no one else does, and I would love to sit behind him and just pick his brain every single day and have someone to just watch do it the right way. I think we're all good at different things. And it's the thing where I think as me and my talent, I'm going to have a lot of arm talent. I can make every throw, and I have an athleticism to extend the play. And I'm just going to keep working on getting every aspect of my game better. I mean, it's hard to compare us because I haven't seen those guys really play live. I mean, I've seen some film on them, but nothing that I can really compare how hard they're throwing the ball or any accuracy, thing like that. It's all show up as we go through these next month of workouts and the combine. I mean, really, it's all been about how hard I want to work. They know I have the talent, and it's going to be all about if I can get my base right, if I can be consistent with my mechanics every single time, and if I do that, I feel like I can excel at the next level.
Did you hang around Major League ballparks?
Yes, sir. I was, for my first 8 years of life, I was everywhere at every stadium, and I feel like that's helped prepare me of just seeing the work ethic and what it takes.
No, not really.
I mean, I'll always have that, but now it's going to be about using it at the right time. And it's going to come with just repetition and really working. And it's something that I feel like I'll always have in the back, and then I can really do, I need to have that mechanics up front.
You heard stuff about the draft board. What people are saying now, they haven't seen, right?
I think it's just people watching more and more film. I mean, they're just saying I can make all those throws, and then at the same time, I'm starting to meet with teams and talk to them, and I'm hoping those are going well. And it's something that I feel like I can be one of the best quarterbacks in this class, if not the best, and I'm just going to keep competing until, I have that chance. It definitely went a little bit into it. I think it was just as a result of I didn't work a lot of quarterback stuff when I was young. And so I kind of just got out there and started just playing. And then in high school, I ran a spread offense, but I kind of sat back there and made plays. And then going to college, you can see every year I get better and better.